Welcome to a daily practice to digest stress. I'm here today with Tiffany, and we're going to go through a sequence that is intended to help you manage and ultimately digest stress. And stress comes in a lot of forms. It could be you're feeling some worry, some angst, maybe irritability, or sometimes we're dealing more with sadness or grief. But our asana practice, we can insert certain things into the practice to help reestablish emotional stability and to stimulate agni, the digestive fire. That agni helps us not only digest our foods, but also our emotional experiences, including stress that's being stored. So you'll notice as we move through the practice, we'll do some grounding and stabilizing techniques, and we'll put a lot of emphasis on awareness and stimulation at the navel center, which is where the home of agni is. So we're going to begin today seated. We'll do a little bit of seated centering and bring some attention to the belly. So you can take a seat, either sitting cross-legged on the floor. You want to use a little bit of support under the sit bones, whether it's a thin cushion or a folded blanket. And if you'd rather sit on a chair, that works well too. So make yourself comfortable. Go ahead and get onto your sit bones so you can find a steady base. Check in with your elbows. You want the elbows directly under the shoulders, and then just let your hands rest on your lap, on your thighs. Then begin to tune your attention inward. So soften the eyes, or if it's comfortable, close the eyes. And just begin to let your mental awareness move through your own body. Quite often, if we're stressed, there's a lot of thinking going on for some of us, a lot of energy and attention in the mind. So we're going to see if we can counter that. See if you can gradually bring awareness through the whole body, sensing not just the head, but also the neck and the throat, the shoulders, the length of the arms, all the way down to the hands. Bringing some attention into the space of the chest and the abdomen, the space of the pelvis. And you want to sense the legs, upper legs, knees, lower legs, all the way to the feet. Beginning to make that connection within. Now you can continue that inward focus, but just now move your hands to the abdomen. You can place one hand below your navel, one hand above your navel, and just feeling into this space. The space behind the navel is the home of the navel center, or the Manipura chakra, and it's actually where the agni in our body-mind is most concentrated. So we want to get familiar with this space physically in order to be able to then wake up the energy here. So you can feel the contact between your hands and your abdomen. Continue to rest through the shoulders and the elbows. And just notice there's some gentle movement in the side ribs, some gentle movement in the upper belly as you breathe. As you breathe in, there's a sense of breathing into this belly space. And as you breathe out, a sense of emptying or letting go here. Allow one breath to flow into the next breath. Inhalation gradually comes to an end. It weaves into your next exhalation. And then the exhalation comes to an end and weaves into your inhalation. So we're getting tuned into the belly here, and now we'll start some movement, and we'll see if we can free up maybe some stored tension that gets carried here due to stress, and then we'll do some stoking of agni. So to open this space, you're going to open your eyes, take your hands at your side, and for this movement, you might feel more stable if you take your cushion or your blanket and move it to the side of your mat. So you can move that to the side. Get onto the sit bones. We're just going to start with a side stretch. You can turn the left palm up and inhale, reach that left arm overhead and begin to open through the side body. Move with your breath. Exhale, you come through center. Other side, right palm turns up and sweep and open that right side. And keep moving side to side. Inhale, left waist and arm open. Exhale through center and then the other side. Now we're going to add a little bit more movement to this to bring more space and a little churning to the abdomen. So reach the right arm up. You're going to turn the right palm forward and sweep it forward as your torso rotates around. Left arm follows, and you can watch Tiffany here, and you come back to center. Try that again. Right arm up, turn the palm forward and sweep, kind of stirring through the navel space, and then come on back up. We'll do one more time on this side. Right arm reaches and sweep forward. Left arm follows and come on up. Try the other side three times. Left arm reaches. Now the left palm comes forward. Once you get the hang of the flow, see if you can hold your attention in the space behind your navel and notice sensation here. Creating space, we're maybe creating just a little bit of heat, which starts to stimulate Agni. And one more time, left arm up and sweep. And back to center. And lower the hands, just take a couple resting breaths. And one more time, if you bring one hand to your upper belly, one hand to your lower belly, notice this space, connecting to this space. Now making a transition to table pose, you can come onto your hands and knees. We'll do some cat-cow work, and we're gonna add an abdominal squeeze and release. So one of the main ways of stimulating Agni is to work with these mindful squeeze release motions in the belly. But first we'll do just a regular cat-cow, getting the spine, getting it a little bit of warm up here. Exhale, rounding into cat, and then inhale, belly down and chest forward. And then you can add a belly squeeze. You just had your hands on your low belly and your upper belly. So as you do cat, as you round the back, see if you can pull both of those spaces in. Low belly and upper belly pull in, navel towards the spine. And then when you inhale, you're releasing the upper and lower belly. Doing this in a mindful manner, we're trying to avoid grippy tension, more like a massaging quality. As you exhale and squeeze the belly, and inhale, release. We'll do one more, and then you can come back just to a neutral table pose and take a few breaths. Now we're gonna add on to cat-cow with a flow between cat-cow and downward facing dog. So what Tiffany will do is exhale, she's gonna round into cat and then sit the hips towards the heels into a child's variation, elbows down, and then inhale, bring the chest forward, come back to table. Curl the toes under, and exhale, come into downward facing dog. We'll do that a few times. Inhale, back to table. So it's a round into cat, sit back to the heels, and then inhale, back to table, curl the toes under, back to downward facing dog. Try that two more times. Inhale, back to table. Exhale, cat, sit the hips to the heels, elbows to the floor. Inhale, chest forward, make your way back to table, curl the toes under, downward dog. And last time. So as you get familiar with the movements, you can tune more into your breath rhythm. Let the exhale guide you back into child, inhale back to table. And this time we're gonna hold downward facing dog. Gives us a chance to get connected to the ground. Feeling the contact between the body and the ground is part of what helps reestablish a sense of emotional stability when we're under stress. So feel the contact, see if you can really spread through the fingers, firm the corners of the palms, spread the toes, and feel the firmness of the balls of the feet against the floor. Find those anchor points. When the mind is feeling unanchored, we can use the body to reestablish that anchor, the inner anchor. Taking up to 7 breaths here. Once you sense the floor and the ground, then let your awareness move through the whole body. Whole body awareness is what I call it. And while that awareness expands through the body, connect to the breath. And with practice, it can awaken the sensation of the whole body expanding and filling on the inhalation, really directing the life force and a sense of the body emptying, clearing out, letting go of tension and stress. Up to 7 breaths, maybe just 1 or 2 more. All right, dropping to the knees, just to warm up through the hips, we're gonna come into a lunge variation. You can step your left foot forward in between the hands. Always a nice option when you're working with lunges. This is a low lunge, so this is a good first step. If the fingertips and hands don't comfortably reach the floor, what you can do is use a couple yoga blocks. I'm gonna have Tiffany place these under her hands, just to give you a demo. So the blocks could be at any height, whatever allows you to feel enough ease in the hip and the knee joints while having some stretch and some space. So this is an option, low lunge. We're first holding, breathing, really letting the back shin, the front foot anchor into the ground. If you're looking for more intensity, you can curl the back toes under and come into a high lunge. Now taking this into a twist, remember that low belly below your navel and then your upper belly above your navel. Pull both spaces in. You're gonna bring your left hand to your left thigh. And we're going to come into a twist, but pull the belly space in first and then kind of slide the navel as you open up through the chest, opening the left ribs towards the ceiling. This can be done in the high or low lunge. In the high lunge, you want to keep lifting through the back thigh, reaching through the back heel. I'm going to take another three breaths. To deepen the twist in the navel space, the next step is to take your left elbow up towards the ceiling and then extend the left arm all the way up. As you breathe in, feel into the space of the navel and the low belly. Feel any sense of expansion there. As you breathe out, you can re-engage the low belly and the upper belly in. Gentle way to stimulate Agni, digest stress as we move and breathe through the twist. All right, we're going to inhale and release, hands down, and we'll switch sides. You can come back to table pose or downward dog and step the opposite foot forward. And you're going to choose your low lunge or your high lunge. Take four breaths here in the lunge. Anchoring through the front foot, spreading the back toes, anchoring through the ball of the back foot. We have that supportive engagement through the abdomen and reaching through the back heel. Now the right hand will come to the right thigh. Find that connection to your navel center, that home of Agni. Draw the low belly and upper belly in. And then now we're twisting to the right. There's a sense of the right ribs and the right shoulder drawing up. And to keep exploring, right elbow can draw up toward the ceiling, brings more space through the back of your shoulder blades, and then extending the right arm up. And then notice where the mind is. Have you moved into a train of thought, or can you come back to the body and the breath? Sensing the motion of the breath in the low ribs and in the abdomen. And inhale, we'll go ahead and release. Hands will come down. You can move the blocks to the side of the mat and come back to downward facing dog. So we've done some work to open up the space of the abdomen, the space of the hips, the space of the chest. And now there's a different sensation in dog pose, returning to that awareness of filling on the inhalation and emptying on the exhale. You're going to drop to the knees and come into child's pose. You can do a modified version or come into a wide-knee child's pose. Tiffany here is showing a nice modification. If there's aggravation in your knee joints, you can always keep the hips over the knees as opposed to sitting back and just rest on the forearms. And then this is more of a traditional wide-knee child's pose. Now we're going to transition into crocodile pose and spend a little bit more time focusing on the strengthening and toning the muscles that surround the pelvis and the abdomen. So you can go ahead and from child's, you can slide onto your abdomen, coming into crocodile, stacking one forearm over the other, and letting the feet are a little bit wider than the hips, so we have a few moments just to let the front body rest. You can explore in crocodile, just to know for each of our bodies, there's an ideal place for comfort. So Tiffany here has her hands stacked, and that can be really comfortable for some people's neck and shoulders. Another option is to move your hands a little closer to your elbows. And you can play with that and see which version gives you the most comfort. And as you settle here, you'll notice belly space, pelvis space, this home of Agni has a chance to breathe. And we're going to be moving through a sequence of contraction and release movements that are used to help create the right tone and the right energy flow to help Agni get stoked or help Agni optimize its flow. So it can help us digest stress. So instead of a traditional crocodile leg position, move your feet closer together, feet about hip distance apart. And our first movement we'll work with, it's called Ashwini Mudra, which is a contraction and release through the glute muscles, the glute maximus muscles. We're working with the muscles in the back of the pelvis, and we'll also be bringing in some contraction through the pelvic floor, the base of the pelvis. The tone in these muscles allows that energy of Agni to stay concentrated in the navel space as opposed to leaking or being dissipated. So what you can do is find the breath, exhale, you're going to contract through the glutes. So squeeze the right and left buttock together. You'll feel your femur bones, your thigh bones will roll towards one another, and then inhale and release. And we're going to continue this repetitively. Exhale, contract through the glutes, and inhale and release. And to support this energetic space where we're wanting to contain, you want to practice training the muscles, so the glutes, training them to contract through the whole length of your exhale. For most of us, the muscles will move quickly as we're newer at this, but see if you can slow down the contraction. Contraction lasts the whole length of your exhale, contract the glutes, and then the release of the muscles lasts the whole length of your inhale, refining this body-breath coordination. We're going to do three or four more of these, and we'll take the contraction now into the pelvic floor diaphragm, contract the glutes, right and left buttock squeeze, and then bring your focus to the anal sphincter muscle, contracting there and drawing into the internal space of the pelvis. Inhale, release through the anal sphincter, and then release through the buttocks. And you're continuing this with your own breath rhythm. Contract, glutes, anal sphincter, drawing into the internal space of the pelvis, and then inhale and release through the anal sphincter and the buttocks. Now I'll add just one more component to this for four more repetitions. You can take a moment to rest. We've been contracting the glutes. You can kind of feel the change in sensation in the pelvis. We've been contracting through the pelvic floor. Now, before this Ashwini Mudra, we're going to engage through what's called Mula Bandha or the root lock, which is contracting through the area of the perineum at the base of the pelvic floor. And if you are new to doing this work, the perineum is right at the center of the base of the pelvis. You have the pubic bone in the front of the body. You have the tailbone in the back. And we're trying to contract right in the middle. What can also be helpful is if you know where the urinary sphincter is more towards the front of the pelvis, the anal sphincter is more towards the back, we want to contract in the space right in the middle. And the more you practice this, the more this becomes more familiar. So we'll try four of these. You're going to exhale and contract the perineum, the base of the pelvis, then squeeze through the glutes, roll the right and left buttock towards one another, and draw in through the anal sphincter. Inhale, release through the anal sphincter, through the buttocks, and through the perineum. Three more repetitions here. And the space right at the base of the pelvis is the home of what's called the root chakra, or the energy center that gives rise to fearlessness and stability. And that's why there's an emphasis in this practice on this space. It helps wake up and tune into digesting fear. All right, last repetition, perineum, contracting the glutes and drawing in through the anal sphincter. We'll inhale and release and take a number of restful breaths now, bringing some ease and again awareness into the space of the low back, the space of the buttocks, all the way down the length of the legs to the feet. As you breathe in, you can feel and sense the space behind the navel expand, allow that expansion to move into the bowl of the pelvis. And as you breathe out, you'll feel that space empty and release. Yogis understood that we hold a lot of subtle tension due to stress, due to fear, due to anger, due to grief, sorrow. It's held in this space of the pelvis and the abdomen. So these mindful movements are intended to help free that up. All right, now we'll do a different set of movements for the abdomen and stimulating Agni. You can roll onto your back, and we'll take a moment to bend the knees, plant the feet on the floor. And go ahead and hug the knees into the chest. And just moving a little bit from side to side, you can stay with this variation or even come into a happy baby pose where you take the knees a little bit closer to the armpit space. And Tiffany here is grabbing the feet. You can do the outer edges or inner edges of the feet. For some of you, it might actually feel more comfortable to grab your shins instead of your feet. Just bring some space into the low back and the pelvis. You can release the feet down and bring the feet a little bit wider than the hips. Palms turn up, and now move the thighs from side to side. As we move to one side, create space on one side of the low belly, and then does the reverse on the other side. All right, knees are going to come upright, feet hip distance apart. Now I'm going to have Tiffany use a block and place the block in between the thighs. And we're going to do what I like to call the yogi sit-up, but it's three contractions that are also aimed at toning and creating an energetic container for this force of Agni, the digestive fire. We're going to start with hands on the low belly. And you want to feel the space between your pubic bone and your navel. And put your mind's eye, your mind's attention, right in between the pubic bone and the navel. And we're going to do two movements first. It's called a low belly squeeze and a pelvic tilt. So you exhale, you squeeze the low abdomen in right from that space in between the pubic bone and the navel. And then you move into a tilt in the pelvis. So low belly draws in, you hold that, and then slowly tilt the pelvis. Press the low back into the floor, and then inhale, release the pelvic tilt, and release the low belly. We're going to do this a number of times just to get connected to it. Low belly draws in, and then tilt the pelvis. And you can take a look here. If you're newer to this, you can watch how Tiffany is showing these two movements. One is a pulling in of the low belly, and then it's followed by a tilt in the pelvis, and then you reverse it. Inhale, release the tilt, and release the movement or the contraction in the low belly. Do this three more times. Another thing you can do is check in with the eyes. If it's comfortable, try this with the eyes closed or just soften the gaze. Both of those will help you have a little bit more attention to the physical space of the low belly. Now, to take this more into a mindful crunch in essence, we're going to take the hands to the low ribs, hands to the low rib cage. Now the focus of the contraction moves right into that navel space, again, gently preparing and awakening Agni. But you don't want to lose the base of what we just worked with. So exhale, you draw the low belly in, and then move into your pelvic tilt. And then feel the low ribs begin to pull into the upper belly, and that's what's going to allow your shoulders to come off the floor. So it's a mindful crunch. Inhale, release the shoulders, the low ribs, the pelvic tilt, and the low belly. We do this six times. So it's low belly, tilt the pelvis, roll the shoulders up as you feel the low ribs squeeze, and then inhale, you can come back down. Now, I am being quite particular on where you feel these sensations, because what we're trying to do is wake up the areas of the muscles and the energy flow that is not quite awake or not quite in our awareness in this part of the body. Once this becomes more familiar, it moves with some fluidity. We call it a wave of contraction. It begins with the low belly, you tilt the pelvis, and you roll up, and then a wave of release as you come back down. And why don't we do one more of these? All right, then you can relax. Let your hands rest at your sides. We're going to take the block and just move it to the side of the mat. And take a number of breaths now. Awareness is in that belly space. You can feel the belly rise and fall with each breath. And we're trying to notice if, again, there's been any release in tension. Where does stress get stored in the body? And how can we transform and digest it? To release the belly space a little bit more, we'll work with a reclining twist. You can lift the pelvis up, shift your pelvis an inch to the right, drop it down, and then bring the knees in and drop the knees out to the left. Finding a comfortable position for your legs, you may need to move the knees a little bit further away from the abdomen. See if you can find a version that allows your body to settle and to bring some more support and ease to the abdomen. You can take your right hand to your low back, your left hand to your low belly, and let your hands help you bring attention and breathe into the space. So when we're stressed, when we're working with a lot of fear in the mind, grief, irritation, frustration, what we really need is support. And the practice is a way of learning how to give yourself that support. In this case, even just through the touch of your own hands. And then we'll move that to the other side. So knees can come back upright, feet to the floor. You have to recenter the pelvis and shift the pelvis, lift it an inch, and move it an inch to the opposite direction, knees up, and drop the knees out to the right. Letting the ankles rest. And again, finding the adjustment that works for you. All of our bodies are different. What each of us needs is a little bit different. So within each of these forms, you're looking to find the adjustments or the variation that works for you. Giving ourselves the support of the hands, you can bring your left hand to your low back, right hand to your low abdomen, and it's a reminder of support and also to breathe into this space. And releasing back to center, laying on the back, feet hip distance apart, and just a few breaths here, feeling the back body against the ground. Now you're going to take the knees into the chest, roll over onto your side, and make your way back to downward facing dog. So what you've experienced thus far, again, is this intention to create some stability and activation in the pelvis and the abdomen, and this will change the dynamic of your down dog. Maybe a little more sense of lift in the pelvis, and we want to reconnect with the ground. So spreading the fingers, anchoring the corners of the palms down, and anchoring the balls of the feet. As you breathe in, let your awareness guide the breath sensation into the space behind the navel and then all the way into the fullness of the pelvis. So you breathe in behind the navel and into the bowl of the pelvis. And then as you exhale, allowing that breath to release. Last breath here. On an exhale, you can look at your hands, walk your feet to your hands, and soften the knees, and inhale and come all the way up. Exhale, release your hands to your side. Now moving into a side stretch, you can turn towards the long edge of your mat and bring the feet slightly wider than shoulder distance. Reach through those fingertips and draw the belly in. Now what Tiffany will do is bend her right arm and reach her fingertips up towards the ceiling. It's a side stretch where you reach one arm up and let the opposite arm slide down. So left arm slides down. Inhale here, exhale, come through center and switch. Left arm comes up. Inhale and exhale through center. We'll do that a few times. The goal is to focus in on the waist. Breathing into the right waist, come through center, And then inhale and breathe space into the left waist. One more time on each side. Inhale, space through the right waist here. And then exhale through center. And inhale, left side. And come on back to center, hands at your sides. Now take the feet wider for triangle pose. Right foot's gonna turn out to the right and left heel will shift to the left. Before moving into triangle, take a moment with one hand below the navel, one hand above, and we're gonna draw in through this whole space, low belly, upper belly, navel towards the spine. This creates more energetic flow in the home of Agni as we work with the pose. Now inhale, extend the arms out from the shoulders and exhale, shift the hips. Reach through that right waist and take the right hand to the right leg. We're going to work with a twisting variation here. So Tiffany will bring her left hand to her right hand. And on an exhale, it's like pulling a bow and arrow. She'll bend her left elbow and it's an opening through the shoulders, shoulder blade. And then inhale, look down and release the twist. Exhale, draw the elbow up. And inhale and release back down. Do that two more times. So another squeeze, release action in the belly space. And now we're going to inhale and hold. Elbow draws up. You can stay with this version, or you can actually take the hand all the way up towards the ceiling. And your awareness can move into the sides of the waist, the space behind the navel. We inhale into that space. That inhalation moves into the space of the pelvis. And then an exhale is carrying away tension, carrying away stress, gripping, whatever is being held in this space that is not needed. Two more breaths here. And to transition, bend the right knee. Inhale, raise up. You can even take your arms alongside your ears. Switch the angles of your feet. Left toes to the left, right heels to the right. Hands come to your hips for a moment. And reconnect, low belly and upper belly draw in. Inhale, extend the arms out from the shoulders and exhale, shift the hips. And we're pressing the left hand into the left leg. We're gonna work with the twist, right hand to the left hand. Exhale, draw the elbow up. Inhale, release the hand and look down. And again, we'll do that three more times. Exhale as you twist. And inhale as you release. Now hand up. And you can stay in this space or in this position with the elbow activated, or you can extend that left arm up towards the ceiling. Tune into how you feel through the neck. If it's comfortable, you can look upright. Sometimes for some of us, it creates too much tension in the neck. So you can also look down towards the floor. Where our focus is in this practice is to keep awareness coming to the space of the belly. So breathing into that space behind the navel, into the space of the waist, and allowing the exhale to release tension. Last breath here. Bend the left knee, inhale and come on up, and exhale, release the hands down. Take the feet back to Tadasana and just take a few moments to ground and breathe here, either open and soft eyes, or if it's comfortable, close the eyes and take your attention in. You can feel the breath moving in to your nostrils as you breathe in, and then scan down your body as you breathe out, down through the throat, the chest, the abdomen, the pelvis, the legs, all the way to the feet. Now we'll move into Agni Sara. Agni Sara is the classic practice used to stimulate the digestive fire, supporting our digestion of stress. And just a note, if you're pregnant or menstruating, it's not recommended that you do this practice, or if you have any health condition that would be aggravated by extra internal pressure. So if you fall into those categories, you can either rest and breathe here in Tadasana, or you can come into the stance, which we'll do for a moment, and just work with breath awareness and hold off on the squeezes for today, on the contractions. All right, Agni Sara, you're gonna step the feet a little bit wider than the shoulders and sit back kind of like you're sitting in a chair. I call it an umpire stance. The feet are parallel. There is a tendency to round through the shoulders for almost all of us. So we're trying to keep the shoulders away from the ears and a slight activation in the back of the neck. So it's a very gentle Jalandhara Bandha. Back of the neck long, a little bit of activation through the front of the throat. I'm going to go back to our belly squeezes that we have done on the floor, and we'll start there. So you're going to exhale, low belly squeeze, pelvis tilts, pull the upper belly in. Inhale and let that release. So exactly what we did laying down, we're now doing that standing up. When we're newer to this, we're working initially 5 to 10 quality repetitions just to keep training this coordination between the belly movement and the breath. So it's exhale, low belly, pelvis tilts, upper belly draws in, and then inhale and release. So it's a wave of contraction as you breathe in, a wave of release as you breathe out. And these are all different stages of integrating this practice. So you can stay with this amount of work, or the next step is to add in the pelvic floor contractions we worked with earlier. So you inhale and release, and this time allow the perineum, that center of the pelvis, to draw in. Then that work with Ashwini Mudra, the glutes and the anal sphincter draw in, then the low belly, the pelvic tilt, and the upper belly. And on the inhalation, that wave of release. And this coordination of the breath with these movements takes time. Takes time to refine this ability and this skill to allow the contractions to last and move along the length of the exhalation, the release of these contractions to move along the length of the inhalation. All right, last two repetitions here. Contracting on the exhale, release on the inhale, and then you can come back to Tadasana, come back to standing. And that centering breath, hands at your sides, either soft gaze or closed eyes, and feel the breath moving into your nostrils. And as you exhale, scanning down through the torso all the way to the bottoms of the feet. Inhale, breath moving into the nostrils. Exhale, scanning down to the base of the feet. Feel that contact between the feet and the ground. Now, countering our Agnisara work, we'll move into Vrikshasana or tree pose. Hands can come to the hips, you can open the eyes. There's variations and options for tree pose, and you're welcome to use any of them. One variation is to turn out through the right knee and keep the ball of the right foot on the floor and the right heel to the inside of the left shin. You want the belly squeezes activated, collarbones lifted. So that's the first option, or you can work with the sole of the right foot either pressed below the left knee or above the left knee. One of the anchor points in this pose is the ball of your left big toe, activating that inner line of energy along the left leg. And our trees just take some time to grow some roots for all of us. And you might find, you know, the tree's a little wobbly. If you come out of it, it's fine. Just come right back in. You can stay here, or the last step is to take the arms overhead. Just bring some more space into the abdomen where we just did our Agnisara work. Breathe into that space. All right, exhale, release. And we'll switch sides. Any of these variations, 4 to 6 breaths. So shifting weight into the right foot. Activating the low belly and the upper belly. It creates power and stability and support in the pose. Moving from the hands on the hips, once you build stability there, you can take the arms overhead, keeping the shoulders grounding down. Arms overhead gives more space into the abdomen. And we're trying to breathe into that space after our work with Agnisara. On your next exhale, release. Release the hands, release the foot down, and a couple more breaths in Tadasana. Now, one more counter pose for the belly space. We're going to move into a preparation for camel pose, where you're going to come down onto your shins. So what might be helpful is if you come onto your hands and knees into table pose, and then shift your weight back so you're on your shins and bring the shoulders upright. So you're basically upright on your shins and stack the palms at your sacrum. The intention here is to move and flow in a way that will open up the space of the abdomen. So in camel, we're working on some support through the pelvic floor, the perineum. Low belly draws in, tailbone lengthens down. And just to give you a brief demonstration, what Tiffany will do, and what you can try at home, is to release the hands, turn the palms out, and reach the arms up as you stretch the navel away from the pubic bone and the collarbones away from the navel. Now coming forward by extending the arms out to the sides, bowing forward, and the forehead just gently reaches the floor as the hands come to the sacrum. Now we're going to do that a number of times. Inhale, raise up. Remember that length through the abdomen. Exhale and bow down. And as you come up, tailbone lengthens down, navel collarbones raise away from the pubic bone, and exhale and fold. We do that three more times. The focus again is to get some space through the front of the navel. And last one here, inhale as you come up, and exhale as you come down. And then you can bring the hands to the floor, come into table pose. We're gonna work with a modified child's pose here. Just decreases the amount of pressure in the belly. You can cross the forearms, keep the hips above the knees, and just let the forehead rest on the cross forearms. So the space of the belly where we put a lot of attention, we can bring awareness here, just breathing into this space. Noticing how these movements, the breath, the attention, what impact that's having on our energy, focus, our mood, the emotions in the mind. Taking two more breaths here. Expansion on the inhale and that release on the exhale. Now we'll move into a seated twist. So come back to table pose and transition to a seated easy pose or Sukhasana, which is cross-legged pose. Before you twist, you do want to get onto your sit bones. It can help to pull out from under each glute, get those sit bones flush with the floor. And you'll draw the low belly and upper belly in, below the navel, above the navel. Now take your left hand behind your low back, fairly close to your low back, and you want to press your fingertips into the floor. Before you twist, what you're looking to do is create length in the spine. Low belly and upper belly draw in, lifting through the back of the neck and the collarbones. Now inhale, raise the right arm up towards the ceiling. Maintaining that squeeze in the belly, twist from the low abdomen and bring the right hand to the outer left leg. And Tiffany can also actively press her right hand into the left leg, which creates a little bit more energy. The twist starts at the base. You feel some twist through the low spine, the middle spine, and checking in with the head and neck. You don't need to over-rotate through the head and neck, but just allow the neck to follow. You can continue to breathe here, or if you want to work with the Ardha Matsyendrasana twist, which is only recommended if it feels comfortable in the hip and the knee joints, that's another option. And Tiffany's crossing her right arm again to the outer left thigh. As you breathe here in a twist, what you'll notice as you inhale, there's a slight release of the belly engagement, and as you breathe out, you want to re-engage low belly, upper belly, lifting through the collarbones, and then softening the eyes or closing the eyes. And just allow your attention to move to the breath, breathing into the belly space. And we'll take two more breaths here. And then go ahead and release and come forward. And you can choose your variation, whether it's Sukhasana or Ardha Matsyendrasana, coming to the other side, twisting to the right. So right fingertips behind you, keep the hand close to the sacrum, lift the left arm up. Exhale, low belly draws in, upper belly as you twist. As you breathe in, continue to lengthen through the spine, collarbones lift. As you breathe out, re-engage the low belly and upper belly. And you can just bring awareness to where you feel expansion in the rib space, the lower ribs, in the belly. The inhalation moves into the abdomen and the pelvis. And the exhalation continues to release. Last breath out. And you can inhale and unwind. Come forward. Come back to Sukhasana. And then to wind down, just a couple breaths in crocodile pose. So coming back onto the belly, stack the forearms, letting the belly space breathe, feeling the floor under the arms, under the whole front body, all the way down through the legs and the feet. Inhaling space into the belly and the low back. And exhaling and sensing that space release. Now use your hands for support, roll over onto your back. Just briefly release the hips and low back, hug the knees in. Take a moment to breathe here, move from side to side. And a brief spinal twist on each side. Feet can come down. Palms and arms can move out in this T position, palms to the floor. And lift the pelvis, shift your pelvis an inch to the right, lower it down, draw the knees in, and drop the knees out to the left. Either soft eyes or closed eyes, feeling this rebalancing and deepening ease through the low belly and the low back. Switching sides, bring the knees through center, feet to the floor, pelvis recenters. Shift the pelvis an inch to the left, lower it down, knees in, and drop your knees out to the right. Reminding the back body to ground into the floor through the shoulders, the back of the arms, the sides of the legs. And then bring the knees back upright, feet to the floor, recenter the pelvis. And we'll close with Shavasana, with a brief guided relaxation just to help integrate and further calm the nervous system. And it's helpful to use some props for your work in Shavasana. So if you have a bolster at home, you can put the bolster under your knees. You can also put a rolled up blanket under your knees. And you want to bring some support to the back of the neck, either a thin cushion, a thin pillow, or a folded blanket. Just a little bit of support to help bring ease to the neck and help create a nice open space for breathing. Some weight on the front of the body helps deepen your rest. So even if you might feel warm and you don't want to cover up the whole body, even a folded blanket over the pelvis and the abdomen is a great option. And then covering the eyes, either with an eye pillow or a folded washcloth. The combination of breath work and Agni work are a powerful pair for, again, digesting stress. So we're going to end with a few moments here of grounding, breathing, and we'll spend some time scanning attention through the body. As you settle in here, pay attention to Any fidgets or any need to adjust your position so you're more comfortable? So you're trying to find just the right amount of space between the two legs, just the right amount of space between the arms and the torso. Feeling the points of contact between the back body and your supports, between the back body and the ground. Let the mind notice breath sensations, where you feel the expansion and the filling of the breath on the inhale, where you feel the release, the emptying of the breath on the exhale. If you bring your attention to your abdomen, you'll notice a gentle rise here as you breathe in and a release as you breathe out. Now let your attention move to the space of the head and the face. We're going to move our awareness through the body, starting here at the head and face. Just learning how to hold your attention in different areas of the body begins to deepen the release in that space. So awareness is in the wholeness of the head and face, allowing the face to become expressionless. The eyes rest towards the eye sockets, resting inside the nose and inside the ears, through the space of the mouth and the jaw. Moving your attention to the front of the throat and the back of the neck, the shoulders, the length of the arms, all the way down to the palms and the fingertips. And from the fingertips, attention moves back through the arms, allowing your awareness to move into the space of the chest, the space that is enclosed by the rib cage. Noticing that this is the home of the heart, softening the space of the heart. Awareness moves lower in the torso, sensing the space of the abdomen, unwinding through the navel and the waist and the middle of the back. Moving awareness to the space of the pelvis, the lower back and the buttocks. The floor of the pelvis, the base of the pelvis, the length of the thighs, the back of the knees, the shins and the calves, the ankles and the feet. You've just taken some time to move your own attention, your own kind presence through the body. And moving that awareness back up towards the head, we sense the feet, the whole length of the legs, the space of the pelvis and the abdomen, the length of the arms, the space of the chest, the back of the neck, front of the throat, and sensing the face and the top of the head. Now your attention can move through the whole body, having the sense of the whole body breathing, being gently filled and nourished as you breathe in. And a sense of gentle release and letting go as you breathe out. Through this practice, we begin to experience our own presence. We begin to experience being, which is different than doing. Now, gradually transitioning from Shavasana, awareness can move to your fingers and toes, moving the fingers and the toes. Slowly bend the knees and roll over onto your side. And always nice to take a few moments here, not rushing, just a few moments to experience the effects of your practice. Find this is often where I can be most receptive to the depth of experience. And slowly press yourself upright. Coming back to a seated cross-legged position, and you can use your cushion for support. And just taking a moment to center and close, soften or close the eyes. Bringing the hands to the heart and sensing the connection that you have made to yourself today in your practice. As the mind calms, as our stress digests, we're more able to sense our deeper self, our source of inner strength and inner ease. And we can close, rubbing the palms together. Take the palms over the eyes. Let the eyes open into the hands. And then the hands slowly move away.